Finishing up the hour, some cowboy songs. Why not? I used to be a cowboy. I had a wooden horse. Had guns, hat, boots. I think we were all cowboys when we were kids. I started off with a Richard Mimi Farina from their Celebrations for a Gray Day album. You heard Reno, Nevada. And that's where folk and rock were crossing over. Bruce Langhorne playing guitar on that, also played with Bob Dylan, and his name popped up on a lot of other records from around that era. Michael Wilhelm from the Charlatans, from the Flaming Groovies. From his first solo album, you heard Me and My Uncle, a song written by John Phillips from Mamas and Papas. And Wilhelm does a fab version of that. He's got the voice for it, too. Fairport Convention, covering Jack of Diamonds, Bob Dylan song, isn't that it? Yeah, from their debut album. And they are very much styled after Richard and Mimi Farina. And Fairport also performed Reno, Nevada. They did a BBC concert, and there's a really great video of them from the French TV program Baton Rouge. Worth looking up. Just some amazing stuff. Things that I never dreamt I would see or hear, you can now find with a couple of keystrokes. And fortunately, a lot of places knew the value of those performances and saved them. BBC wasn't so good about it, and here in the States, there just wasn't that much live music. A few local shows that we see, but a lot of that stuff disappeared. And what else? Oh, Arthur Lee and Love from For Sale, the singing cowboy. There you go. 503 in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLT East Helena, serving Helena Valley. I have just about an hour left. It'll be Derek Leonard at 6 o'clock. I'm enjoying the show immensely. I had a really hectic last couple weeks, busy and all kinds of other stuff. So last couple days I cut loose. I actually lost track of time. Yesterday I thought was Saturday. That's why it's been going for me. And I'm thirsty now. I forgot to bring my water bottle, so when I go get my growlers refilled, I'm going to have to see if they'll spot me a half pint. I just need it. The guy needs a beer. After those cowboy songs, it just, you know, pushing up to the bar and having a beer just seems about right. Going to go this way. This is a debut record by the Soft Boys.
Track. Ever since I went away, I've been wishing I was back. Oh yeah, wishing I could quack. Ah. pain. The glass melts when the head comes through and seals up again. Oh yes, indeed.
Popcorn balls, the walls, an old candy striped sack, in the corner wrinkled black and white, a table held up by legs, the peeled back red enameled mouth of linoleum screen, at the pasteboard door, a knob rolled off in some corner sticky, a curtain blew into a sink, dead flies and newspapers, charred fire brown wings and toast. Oh boy ain't been around for some time. The gate danced without its paint on. Odd jobs is written on. Spiders were the window's eyes. The sun made them look silver. The little girl from in back of the clothesline cast a shadow like a crow. Its beak spoke open. Why doesn't no lot jobs come around anymore? You used to ride his farmer heat bike, and his basket was a whole candy store. He used to make exits from door to door. All the women and the young girls around here ask why old Job don't come around anymore. Why old odd jobs don't come on home in the gate without his paint on dance and creak and moan. Here he comes pedaling up on his farmer heat bike. Of skin and bones. Spokes were scraping two rust fenders.
Fleetwood Mac from Then Play On, the original English version of Then Play On. It's a One Sunny Day. That's an album that's been hacked and messed with too many times. Got shortened twice in America. They finally restored it really nicely, the original English complete track listing and some extras. The late, great Danny Kirwan, real tragic figure. He just couldn't deal with it and gave up. It's really amazing. Sorry for the Soft Boys from their debut album, Give It to the Soft Boys, here at Hear My Brain. Captain Beefheart, obviously the inspiration for that Soft Boys song from the long-delayed Bat Chain Puller album. That's the original version, not the Shiny Beast Jap. Bat Chain Puller. You heard Ode to Alex. Pere Ubu, another band highly influenced by Captain Beefheart. You heard a Non-Alignment Pack from their album Modern Dance. In between, something brand new, Guided by Voices in Disguise as Cub Scout Bowling Pins. You heard Great Balloon Mousetrap, Gear Balloon Mousetrap. And there you go. That three albums and an EP, six more songs in 1 year. And I'm sure they're already got two more in the can. It's embarrassing how prolific Guided by Voices are. Robert Pollard. What time is it? What time is it? It's mashed potato time. It's 5:22 here on KGLT. Ron Sanchez gliding into the last 40 minutes or so. There must be some important things to tell you.
During the pandemic, are you missing those concerts presented by the MSU Music Department? Well, from time to time, selected musical soloists and small ensembles will be popping up in Norm Asbjornsson Hall on the MSU campus. These brief, informal performances take place from 12:50 until 1:10 Friday in the building's main atrium. The concerts are free and open to the public with social distancing. A schedule of upcoming performances can be found on the MSU calendar of events at montana.edu.
And this 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSMT, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's going to be starting at 7, Washington Week, 7:30 Firing Line, 8 o'clock in concert at the Hollywood Bowl, Gustavo and Friends. 9 o'clock in concert at the Hollywood Bowl, Fireworks. And 10 o'clock, BBC World News. And heads up, tomorrow at 9:42 on Austin City Limits, catch Jerry Jeff Walker and Billy Joe Shaver. There you go. It'll be Derek Leonard coming up soon. I will be back in a month. I'm going to take a show off in 2 weeks. I have to see a man about a horse. But I'll be back, and I should have some more records and stuff. It'll be Joey Kehoe, I believe, sitting in. So don't miss that. He'll do a good job. He'll play some Chocolate Watch Band, I'm sure. Got everything else? Let's do this.
I'm DJ Rando, here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta. Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call DJ Rando, Citizen Rugged Paleontologist. And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show version 0.2.4.2 beta on KGLT.
Well, Randy has to get up early in the morning to scoop me in the bins around here anyway. I know he gets over to Billings, which is not something I do this time of year. And actually didn't get to Billings at all this year, which is not like me at all. Okay, Got more music. Oh, I mentioned Hilton Valentine died, guitar player from the Animals. He was in the Animals from the start up to when they flipped over to the Eric Burdon and the Animals, the psychedelic band. Incredible guitar player. There's a great film of him playing. I got to meet him a few years ago. Let's see, 4 years ago, just about now, he came out to see a show I was playing in New Haven, Connecticut. And Dennis Tech said, "Hey, guitar player from the Animals is out there. Go say hello." I don't know why Dennis couldn't do it himself, but I sure did. And had a nice chat with him and mentioned I had met the Animals bass player, Chas Chandler, many years before. And he laughed and said, "Yep, nice guy." You know, it must have been rough for him. His career essentially ended in 1966. He put out one solo album a couple years later, which I'm going to play in a second. And that was it. The rest of his life was sitting in with bands, playing in bars and stuff. He seemed to be living comfortably, but that's got to be tough to see your career just stop like that. Never got called back to play any other bands, which is a shame because he could have. So check this out. This is actually different than you'd expect from a guy from the Animals. In 68, 69, Capitol Records signed three of the ex-Animals for reasons unknown. And they all put out interesting albums, which of course sank immediately. And they've all been sort of recognized now as curiosities, if not pretty good. And this one, Hilton Valentine's, is the best of the three.
On a warm summer's night, I would look up to the sky. And if I looked hard enough, I'd see a shooting star go by. So listen, listen. On a warm summer's night, I would sit down by a stream. And if I listened hard enough, I would hear a small fish sing. So listen, listen. I cannot speak for you, I cannot see for you, I cannot hear for you, so listen, listen. On a warm summer's night, I would sit down by a dove. And if I talked hard enough, I would talk of naught but love. Yes, mistreat me this away. I've been left out of everything, each and every way. I'm just an outcast, don't know how long I'm gonna last. Lord, when will it be over? Baby, come on and help me discover. We'll be right back.
just a young man, trying to do my very best. But all my girl gives me is unhappiness. I'm all by myself.
taking and the shake for the shaking.
Yes, I live in the black woods where you dare not even speak my name. If there is evil in your heart and you come near me, you will lose your sane. My form is mystic, but my heart is pure. You'd better believe what I say. I am the necromancer.
I am the necromancer.
Look into my eyes, I tell you, occult's power lies in love. I fight against darkness, the power of the black.
Peter Hamill and Van de Graaff Generator, The Necromancer, a lovely compilation called 68 to 71. Quite the band. An acquired taste, but well worth it. The emotional investment. I got to see him. Rare chance to see him in London in 1975, and the auditorium was filled with crazed Italian fans. And it was a most incredible show. Just mind-blowing. Sometimes good things come your way if you're patient. And that was a We went around a couple of blocks to get to that through that set. Started off with Hilton Valentine doing his sensitive Baroque folk listen from his solo album, The Animals, the single version of Outcast. That was on the Animalization album. Sonics from their album Sonics Boom. You heard their version of Louie Louie. And we had a great debate about the chord variation they do on that. A guitar player friend of mine just said, no, that's not right. And I said, I think it sounds interesting. It's clever they did that. And he said, well, it's because I play in bar bands and you're a creative person. So I took it as a compliment. For him, you just play the song the way it was written and that's it. And he plays it very well, so I won't criticize him one bit. Ray Birdman from the big box set they did that snuck out and disappeared instantly. From the Radios Appear Sire version bonus disc, you heard Radio Birdman covering MC5, Shaken Street. There we go. It's 4:43, so I have about 16 minutes left, something like that. I think I got everything taken care of. I'm just going to call it good because I want to play a couple more songs. And like I said, I'll be back in a month if everything goes as planned. Enjoy the weather. Get out skiing. I understand there's a mountain of snow on the ski hill.
the wordsmith in sync. We'll be right back.
listening to KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving Helena Valley.
Stardate February 5th.
Low level. All right. If you could land over here, there's some dust, Al. 110 feet. 3 feet per second down.
The moon has a bright companion at dawn tomorrow. Antares, the brightest star of Scorpius, which is close to the lower right of the moon. 50 years ago today, another Antares got even closer to the moon, the lunar module for Apollo 14. It landed in a region known as Fra Mauro. It was the intended landing site for Apollo 13, which had to abort. Landing Antares wasn't easy.